We won't get to talk to the defensive coaches this week because it's your guys' week. But I want to ask you, I mean, your guys go up against Kevin King every day. What's it like for those guys to go up against a corner with his size, ability, et cetera?
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that jumps off for all of them. His length is something that you have to deal with. Those long arms and his ability to get his hands on you quickly and then react. I mean, he definitely presents a challenge. And every DB has something different, but his length is just it's an intimidating factor for a receiver when you line up against a guy who's a couple inches taller than you. And then again, those long arms are something that you definitely have to deal with.
Luke, what do you think of what – I know there's a question about Randall's availability. I know you don't go anywhere near those types of questions. What have you seen from him, though, in the first 2 weeks? And you talked about, I feel like, I don't know if it was the offseason, you said, I don't know if I call it a bounce-back year. If it's not, it's something that's looked pretty good the first 2 weeks. Just what have you seen from him, and how nice would it be to see him be able to carry it through here if he's able to?
No, he's had a strong – he had a strong offseason, really strong preseason training camp. And then these first 2 weeks, it showed. It stood out. You know, he's special when he has that ball in his hand. He's a dynamic player. I think the thing that you see that he has just gotten a lot better at, you know, maybe from this year, the pass is just his approach again at the line of scrimmage, because guys love to get their hands on him because they know if they don't, he's going to punish them. So he's done a great job of not letting guys do that. And when he gets a full head of steam, he's tough to handle. And his size is, you know, a little misleading, because he's tough, he's physical, he's strong, and I think all those things are just showing up right here this year.
You know, we like to talk about all the different drills you do with the guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of them factored in, but how tough of a catch is that touchdown that Devontae makes?
That's a special play. That's a special play. I mean, anytime you know, it was a little bit of an extended play, and then he had a body, so he had contact. Obviously, he's near the sideline, and to be able to go down near the ground and get that thing, there's a lot of skill involved in that. And, you know, I think he would be the first person to say that, you know, we just made it a priority. We've made it a big deal. And I know the ball drills and everything like that are part of it, but we make a big deal about catching balls that are unordinary. You know, I mean, we try to stress them, and I try to put them in as many difficult situations away from a practice as you can. And, you know, he is, as much as anybody, has reaped the rewards from that.
If Randall can't go, I would assume that means more playing time for Geronimo, like he did last week. After that week off, do you think he's ready for a bigger share of things?
No, I think Geronimo is ready for whatever role he has this weekend. He's a stud. I mean, he's a guy who's prepared. He's prepared to play whatever position we ask him to play. And he stepped in, like you said. I mean, it was pretty early in the game, and so he played a lot of reps last week. And I think he did a nice job. Yeah, he had some – and personally, I think he can play better. And he'll say the same. He had it's his first game, but he did a lot of really nice things. He really did. I mean, he's grown up a lot, and we've talked about this before. He's had a nice development from the time that he's got here till this point. And I look forward to him getting a bunch of snaps, and, you know, regardless if Randall can play or not, and to see what he can do.
Hey, Luke, what is I mean, you lose Jordy in the first series, and then Randall goes out, and Jeff still plays one snap on offense. What does he have to do to show that he merits a look there beyond special teams?
Well, Jeff's ready. He's ready. I mean, he has grasped that role of me letting him put him in any situation and him being ready to go out and attack that thing. I think the mode that we got into last week, we were a little bit more up-tempo, and we really played three guys most of that game because of it. You know, substituting was a little bit more difficult. Where, you know, when we're a little bit more in our groove, we're able to put four or five guys, kind of roll them through when we're huddling. But when you get into the no-huddle tempo, that makes it a little bit more difficult for Trevor and himself to get some of those snaps last week. But I look forward to, you know, he's ready. So if the opportunity presents itself, I have no issues with putting Jeff in that game and expecting him to do really well.
I think Randall probably, as much as anybody, when he gets along the sideline, he just doesn't seem to be interested in going out of bounds, and he'll turn upfield and hit somebody regardless of who it is. You know, given that sometimes smaller guys have some durability issues, does that ever bother you at all when he turns upfield and takes a shot?
Absolutely not. The last thing I think I say to him just about every week is set this tempo for us, because he's that type of guy. I mean, he sets the tone right from the start in many different ways, whether he's blocking, whether he's catching, or whether he's running with the football. So that's who he is, and I would never ask him to step away from that, because that's what he's special that way. And I think everybody on this football team feeds off of that.